All right, welcome back to the Midday Show here. You know, on May 29th, over at one of our favorite dive bars, and I say that with nothing but affection, Snug's Harbor in New Paltz, there's going to be a very special show. So I've got Scott Pash here of DCPC, the label, DCPC Live.
DPC, yeah, Live is great.
Okay, good. Live. And Poison Paradise Records.
That would be Savannah as well.
Savannah is also here with us. And together we're going to talk about this show coming up, Fast and Furious, on Friday.
It is Friday. Yep, 5:29.
5:29. Doors at 9, music at 10. And we're going to just talk. You put this together, as you often do, right?
Yes.
This is
yes.
Is this a showcase of sorts of some of the folks on your label?
To a point. So one of them is a band called Frankie and the Slight Incline. They're coming up from North Carolina. It's a great band name, great band. Okay. And they're actually coming in support of an album I put out with them earlier this year. But part of the nature of running, doing live albums only, that's my niche, is that we record live bands. And Poison Paradise Records, Savannah's partner Dez, he records all those live albums for me up here in the Hudson Valley. So we're recording two of the other bands that are playing, God's Favorite from Westchester and Seeing Snakes from Philadelphia. So I think what makes what we're doing here, and of course New York Knicks, the local band is playing, what makes this kind of unique is that most people that do shows at Snug's, it's the Hudson Valley bands, and they're fabulous. But Savannah and I, we like to try and bring in bands from out of town.
Right.
And we like to do something a little bit beyond just the local scene.
Yeah, but with your imprint, what is called imprint tour, I mean, you guys are in the Hudson Valley, right? You aren't,
we are,
I know you've got our, okay, so, and so you're bringing this, shall we say it's a combination of both punk in the more authentic definition, as well as ska.
Ska, hardcore, some metal too. Okay. And I think even punk adjacent, like we've had some bands that are even like, you know, what would you say other genres might have been?
I would say a little more alternative, grungy, and even broach the indie genre
it's
a bit.
Particularly like when we do certain shows, it really depends on the format, but I don't like to see five ska bands in a row or five metal bands in a row. I kind of like, I like more than one type of music, so I think most people would be okay with coming. And since our shows actually start on time, because we put the punk in punctuality, that we it says music at 10, it actually is
those
music at 10.
Those things aren't mutually exclusive, punctuality and punk music. That's so nice to hear.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah,
it's copywritten, by the way.
So, in other words, you're going, you're interested in a vibe.
Yes.
A message, a vibe, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Energy.
I mean, it's community, right? It's about bringing people together that are going to enjoy music of a variety of types, and bands are meeting each other. And a lot of times I do these shows, there are bands on tour, and then they come out to me and say, Scott, can you help? Savannah, can you help? And we put it together, and then we surround them with other bands. And we try really hard to make sure that, in general, you know, the local bands open and close, and the touring bands are in the middle so that they get the most attention, because we all know what it's like to be on tour. Savannah has been touring forever. I've been touring forever. So we want to just give back to people the way we've been treated.
Savannah, how did you guys connect originally, you and Scott?
So Scott and I met at a show. There's another promoter in the area from Outsider, and they do these great shows. But the one that I met Scott at was in New Windsor at their VFW over there. And my partner was wearing a shirt that had a band called Killed by Florida on it. Those were friends of ours from Florida. Mm-hmm. And Scott walked right up to us and said, hey, I know that band. I work with them. How do you guys know them?
Wow.
And at the time, Des and I had been touring a lot, like Scott mentioned, and we were, you know, a mark of touring is you put stickers everywhere.
Yes,
so it's funny, we had seen each other's logos for quite a while and now finally got to meet in person.
Yeah.
And Scott had said, I think I even just saw you on Instagram not long ago. You came across my feed. So Des and I had just relocated back to the area, and we were trying to find shows and new bands and stuff coming into this area. And it was really nice to have met Scott, because we were coming off of a 7-month tour and we were just getting ready to go back on the road. But we found a really nice sense of community here and figured, oh, we'll stick around for a while. And here we are another year or two later. So,
yeah. Did you find that there was an existing movement here or community, or are you kind of
You
nurturing it? Really?
It's been here. Like she mentioned already, Holly from Outsider Magazine, you know, Kev from Benches and Rockets, he was doing great stuff. There's a lot of people doing hardcore shows that are really great. Mm-hmm. So the scene's always been here. Like Poughkeepsie, Hudson Valley has always had a great scene. I'm just doing what I'm doing where I can do it. And to be honest, I couldn't, when I first moved here, I did a couple shows, and they're really hard to do because it's hard to do things by yourself.
Right.
Once Savannah and Dez came on, and Dez is amazing sound, and Savannah is so amazing at all the production work that she does before, during, and after the shows. And then people like my friends, our friends Willie and Al, they work the door, they carry in merch, they load everything in. Aaron from Put Over Photo takes photos of every show and makes it look like they're amazing. So it's like there's this entire support staff and community. It's, I don't know what I would do without it.
Wow, that's lovely. Because, you know, the hardest thing about putting on shows as a musician or a band, you know, and the guy from the band or the person from the band who is stuck with booking and promoting, you know, it's so thankless in this, and it's so much work, and it can be so painful because, you know, then you have to try to get everybody out. But if you have like a community who's all connected in, you have, you know, folks that are doing that work like you two, oh, it makes life so much easier for those performers, you know?
It really does. I mean, I can't speak, but when Savannah and Dez came into my life, my ability to go, oh, I'm booking the show, but I do have a wife and two kids, and sometimes 3 months from now, I don't really know what's going to happen. And Savannah's like, I got you. If for some reason you got yanked away, I would run the show, and I would have every confidence that she would run the show with the same level of care and love that I would run a show. So yeah. Having her in my corner has been
priceless. Yeah. Well, it's so nice that you guys are really have a cool sort of sensibility around how you talk about this community. So I'm so glad to have had the opportunity to, you know, meet up with you today, you know, and not have somebody else do the interview.
So thank you for having us.
Also, I just wanted to know, like, there are people out there, I know it's hard to imagine, though, that don't, you know, feel comfortable moving outside their own comfort level when it comes to music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that there's some elements, even if you're just a roots American rootsy type of Americana fan, or you like, you know, bluegrass or whatever it is, first of all of those genres have subgenres that are punk anyway, right? The hardcore element that's in there. So is it really such a big leap that they might want to come to a show like you guys are putting on? Are they going to be, I'm interested in expanding the audience here, you know?
No, of course. And I think when you're open to different kinds of music, really at the core of it, like Scott mentioned, it's a community event, right? It's about going to meet new people in a place that serves great beer.
Right.
You know, you're supporting local businesses and local musicians, and even the touring bands, they're a local musician somewhere, right? So you get to help scenes in other places too, just by being there and listening to their music. And, you know,
open your mind. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, it's about musical diversity. That's our moniker. I think, you know, I was playing like stuff I wouldn't even call punk, and I got a couple of emails from listeners, and you know, their feeling was, what's going on with your station? And I'm like, look, I'm sure this is shorthand, but I was like, you know, it's all about musical diversity. I'm not saying you have to love everything, but just, you know, listen, give it an opportunity.
What I've found is that there are bands that I may never listen to, or artists I would never put them on in my car, but when I see them live and I'm watching them up there and I'm watching them give their all to their art, that even if it's not the sort of record I'm going to buy, watching them for 20 minutes is really enjoyable and meaningful because they're sharing a part of who they are, even if it's not always my my first initial take. So I try not to say no to anything as far as seeing it. I try and make sure the shows look, have a certain amount of boundaries because there is an expectation for.
Yeah, this is like Snugs on Friday the 29th. Yeah. This is a show that's curated by you guys.
Yes,
Scott
yes.
and Savannah. People can visit the website for DCPC Live.
Yes.
And check out the catalog.
Yes, absolutely. Check out the many, many vinyl albums we have. So many. 55 albums at least in the last 5 years.
Amazing.
Prolific.
Yeah. And also Poison Paradise Records has a website, or how do people...
Yep, we do. We have social media. We have our own website. But for this show, I would direct everything to dcpclive.com.
Okay. And Snugs, I believe they're on Facebook, probably Instagram is my guess. But this show with Frankie and the Slight Incline, New York Knicks.
New York Knicks.
Seeing Snakes and God's Favorite.
God's
Favorite. Cover all of them. Yeah. We'll be at Snugs in New Paltz, and Guys, thank you so much. Doors at 9, music at 10.
10 sharp.
Till like 2 or something in the morning?
1:30.
1:30. Oh,
that's
oops.
My goal.
Okay.
Right. It might go till
you have
2.
It sounds like a young child. So
yes.
They'll be trying to wake you up regardless on Saturday morning. So Snugs, 38 Main Street in New Paltz. Thank you both.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it again.
Thank you.
All right.
98.1 KZE.